Hey everyone, my name is Randy Lloyd and just want to thank you for coming across to our podcast today. In today's discussion, we're going to be talking about achieving healthy self-esteem. Achieving a healthy self-esteem. Now, if you want to reach out to me, you can do so within my website. I have a membership website where I teach and educate people on how to have a healthy mindset. We teach about purpose living. We teach about the abundance mindset. We teach about self-confidence. You can go to www.selfhelpmasteryproject.com. All right. If you want to check out my Instagram page, you can do so at selfhelpmasteryproject. And when you're there, you send me a DM and let's just talk and you know, just communicate. I am also a counselor, a therapist. And I give counseling to people who need counseling in specific psychological areas. All right, so let's get into our discussion today. If you are familiar with my previous discussion, I like to keep my podcast concise and very precise and just eliminate a lot of the chit-chat. All right, so we just want to talk and just give real information that people can use. So, when you think about self-esteem, it's about yourself and how you view yourself, and how you look at yourself, and everybody have that idea of what self-esteem is. Maybe I should do a podcast and literally defining self-esteem for those who are interested in that. Please leave a review and a comment and a review on your local podcast listening app. So, just to talk a little bit about achieving a healthy self-esteem, one of the main things that you can do is to identify a level of purpose in your life. Identify purpose in your life, something about yourself that you love. What are some of the character traits that you have that are positive? What are some of the positive character traits in terms of, so what are some of your abilities that you have in terms of, do you like communicating with people? Can you run fast, like Bolt? Are you tall so that you can, you know, do you like sports? Are you competitive? What are your character traits that are positive? And you should write it down. When you write down these things, you get to see it for yourself of what you love to do naturally. And then when you find out what you love to do naturally, just follow that path. Follow that path. Are you into making beats? Are you? Do you love writing? Are you good at selling? You know? So these are some of the ways of trying to identify a level of purpose in your life. Identify who you are. And by identifying your positive characteristics, you can now use that as a level of compass. A level of compass that directs you to your true north, so to speak. So you can understand exactly what direction you should be going. And if you're going into a particular direction that you're not enjoying, you just go back to your true north, where of who you are, and then you just continue following that path. That's why I suggest you write down exactly your character traits. Now, you can break it down even further by putting one section of just talents, one column for personalities, another column for characteristics, traits. So one is talent. Talent is like a gift, a natural ability. Like, for instance, I love beatboxing, and that is a talent. I also love teaching. I have teaching, and that's natural. That's a talent, you know. So those are some of the things that you could put as a natural ability that you have. You know, things that I just love teaching. It's just something naturally I have within me. And then you have personality traits. So I'm an either you're an introvert, extrovert, personalities, and so on. So I am an extrovert, and I just like outgoing and so on. But I'm realizing these days I like to stay home a lot, but that's cool. But I still like communicating with people. So, you know, I'm more of an extrovert and so on. I don't know, that is personality traits. And so it goes, or it can get really, really deep if you want to separate them. But for now, just You don't have to separate them. If you're new to it, you don't have to separate them. Just write down as much character traits you have, most personality, your talents, everything that's positive about you. Write it down. When you write it down, you have a clear picture of, and you have an idea of who you are, so that when things are not going so well, when you're looking for something to do that will make you feel enjoyable, you can always go back to your list and go back and use it as a compass to go back to your true north. That is one of the ways of developing your self-esteem. And just to take it a little further, what you can do also is that when you watch your list, you can realize, oh, listen, if I'm good at this three combinations, maybe I can study a degree, or maybe I can go and do a short course, or maybe I can go and develop a skill that take into account these three or four, or whatever number you have, what, three or four or five character traits, or the three or four talents, you know, that you have. It can, you can use that list in many ways that you would like to. That's why it's good to write it down, because you can always go back to it and direct it back to your true north. Use it as a compass so that you can direct your self-esteem. You can even use it to develop these character traits. So if you have on your list you're good at making beats, then you could tell yourself, you know what, let me go and do some kind of beat making course, and so that I can perhaps make some beats, and maybe I could sell the beats to some artists or so, and you know, so, something to that effect. Then, you know, so you have your list to go back to your true north. All right, so the next thing you want to do, you want to confirm to yourself. You want to confirm that this are who you are. These are some of the lists, because what happens is that you have your list, but you don't believe that this is could be used. You don't believe that this is good enough. You don't believe that this is something that you could do, you know, but this is your list. That is why writing on your list is so important. And sometimes you might need the help of someone else that you love, a personal friend or someone, a therapist. I always encourage people, even though you're healthy, I'm always encouraging people to at least talk to a therapist at least once a month. If it's not once a month, once every 2 months, because sometimes your therapist can just guide you along. Sometimes you just want someone to talk to, just to clarify certain things. You know, a therapist can help you out in getting that list down. If you are always thinking negative, it will be sometimes difficult to get that list written down. But just focus your mind and write down the list. Even if you don't believe that this is who you are, write down the list. But the next step, you have to confirm the list. You have to tell yourself, this is who I am. I love this. I love making beats. I love speaking to people. I love talking in general. I love teaching. I love sports. Write only things that you love doing. You know, I love going for walks. I love making jokes. I love sewing. I love making dresses or clothes. You know, I love putting on makeup on people. Just write down what you love doing. Just write it down what you love doing. Write down your talents. Write down your personality traits. Are you an introvert? Are you extrovert? Are you, you know, who, you know, write these down. And then after you write this down, confirm it. Say, this is who I am. I am this. And use it as a compass. So, right, so you have to confirm it. If you don't confirm it, it's going to be tough, because you're going to fall back to your negative traits and say that this, you know, I'm not good enough. This is too, I don't think that's possible. But always think positive. Always think positive and confirm who you are. Right. And next thing you want to do, you want to forgive yourself, you know, for your self-esteem. You want to how to have a healthy self-esteem. You want to continuously forgive yourself. This is something I am working on to myself. You want to forgive yourself. You want to forgive yourself, you know, from the past issues, past mistakes, past screw-ups. You know, sometimes you might, you look at yourself and you realize you did some things to yourself that wasn't cool. Maybe you did some things to your body, it wasn't cool. Maybe you did some things in your past. Maybe you say some things. Maybe you did some things. Just forgive yourself for your screw-ups. Just forgive yourself and say, listen, you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It happened. It happened. So let me push forward now. Let me push forward and look at my future. What can I do to help others in my future? What can I do to solve problems in my future? What can I do to make things better in my future? Forgiving yourself is really important. Again, this might take some time and might take some effort. Just work on it. All right, work on it. So the next method of achieving a healthy self-esteem is to get some rest. And it doesn't always have to be sleep. Just get some rest from negativity. Maybe it could be rest from negative news, rest from negative people. Just get some rest away from them. And then when you're getting your rest, you recharging your body, recharging yourself, telling yourself, listen, I'm moving forward in my life here, you know. So getting some rest, separate yourself from negative people, separate yourself from negative news. Just get some rest, all right? Get some peace in your life. Get some peace. Just separate yourself from negativity for a while, right? Get some rest from that. Get some rest. Go for a walk. Go in the park. Go in the beaches. Go in the beach. Just go to a place of solitude. And the next step, you know, could help out with that. Because in the next step, you know, you want to be thankful to God. And in being thankful to God and as a means of achieving a healthy self-esteem. Because when you are thankful to God. God now can help you know, in achieving your rest. Sometimes you might tell yourself, I'm taking some time off so I can spend more time with God. So you spend some time reading your scriptures. So you spend some time praying to God. You spend some time developing your relationship with God. And that way, you know, and that way, you're separating yourself from the negativity around. You're recharging your bodies. And rest could also mean taking a sleep. Right, it could also mean taking sleep, but more so separating yourself from negative people, separating yourself from negative news, and spending more time with God and being thankful to God. So when you're praying to God, you're being thankful for who you are, you're being thankful for that list you just wrote down, and say, listen, Lord, this is who I am, you know, and I'm thankful that I am this person. I am thankful to God I am a great person. I'm thankful to God that I am doing well, and I'm looking for my future to do something positive in my future to help out, to help my community, to help my society in my future. So you are thinking positive to be thankful to God for the things in your life, right? So being thankful is a way of developing a healthy self-esteem. Just being thankful, you know, thankful that who you are, thankful for where, you know, for who you are, where you grew up, you know, thankful for your parents. Sometimes the parents might be not good, but just be thankful to God that hey, listen, you know what, Lord, I'm thankful because I am going to be a better person. I am going to be a great person. I am going to be a person that I'm going to be a wealthy person. I'm going to be a person that's going to help others in society. And that is achieving a healthy self-esteem. When you could forgive yourself and rest and separate yourself from negativity and be thankful to God and be thankful, you are now developing a sense of purpose to move forward, right? You're not being self-defeating all the time. You're being positive for your future. You're looking forward. You're pushing yourself forward, and then now you start to read more books, and then it is like a domino effect. Once you could start to identify your talents and your gifts and your personality, and then confirming it, and then forgiving yourself for your past, and then separating yourself, and then you're being thankful to God, it starts to happen as a ripple effect. All of a sudden, you start reading books more. All of a sudden, you start wanting to know how you can be of help in your community, in your society. You start volunteering more. And then all of a sudden, you're starting to think that, okay, maybe I could start a small business, or maybe I could apply for a job within the area of my gifting. Or maybe you are in a job and you're finding more purpose within your job. You know, so you're coming to work more earlier, you're getting up earlier, you're doing more to elevate yourself. It is a domino effect. It is really, really wonderful. It is a great experience. Yes, sometimes you get your down, you would get your down time. Just continue believing, continue reaffirming, continue praying, continue being thankful, and you just get back up again. And so, I mean, it is a wonderful state to be when you have a really healthy self-esteem. And I'm encouraging everyone to start that process to getting your healthy self-esteem. Even though you know you're healthy, you're just having a one or two down time, don't worry, get back up and push forward again. You will be prosperous in your future. You will develop and you will be successful. I believe that is sometimes you just go through the little motions. Just get back up and push forward. All right, so my name is Randy Lloyd. Thank you for coming across to our concise and very precise podcast. It is a self-help mastery podcast where we help you with us with psychological issues, help you through means of courses within my membership website, therapy, and just linking you with other people within the same community so that you can rub shoulders with people who are going through the same issues. You can rub shoulders with people who have been successful and understanding how they become successful and how you can be successful to yourself. All this is going on in my membership website, which I'm hoping that you can take a look at, and you can join our membership website. It's www.selfhelpmasteryproject.com. If you have any questions, you can send me an email at selfhelpmasteryproject@gmail.com. Send me an email and let us talk and let us discuss things over. You can also get me on my Instagram page. You can send me a DM at Self Help Mastery Project Instagram page. Thank you very much for coming across. Until the next one.